What about the podcast? 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 Ads and ads. What about the podcast? Ads and ads. What about the podcast? Ads and ads.
What about the podcast?
What about the podcast?
Episode 3.
Well, we botched it already. We botched it on the first go around. That's all right.
That's fine.
We don't turn back on this show.
We do not.
We just keep going.
Yeah, we just keep going and
keep going. Keep going and going.
On
episode 3, we keep going.
Yes.
All right, we have a great episode this time around, I think.
We do.
We're starting to get our stuff together, just a hair.
I really think we are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's jump right into it. What do we have to talk about this week?
Okay, so we have a couple reviews, I think, coming our way.
All right.
Coming their way.
Their way.
But also each other's way.
Every way.
Every which way.
Going all over the place.
Clinton Street Social Club, which is a restaurant in downtown Iowa City.
Yep, we're going to talk Clinton Street Social Club.
We ate there last night.
Last night.
So I think it's appropriate to talk about.
Yep.
What else do we have? We have curling.
The curling pun.
A curling pun that
we're going to review the curling pun
we
that
are
we saw.
Going to review the curling pun.
That's good.
Which we will review, reveal, I guess, what the curling pun is.
Yeah, let's not reveal that quite yet. People have to invest in this show a little bit.
Yeah.
They need to listen if they want to have to hear the curling pun and what will come there.
I guess.
Which is written right on this paper, and it makes me smile right when I see it.
We could say it at any time.
We could, but we're not going to.
Yeah, we're going to hold it in.
Yeah, that will lead to a side review.
Right.
The curling pun leads to a side review, but we'll get to that as well, which is also based on the phenomenon that was this week in curling.
Yeah.
Olympic curling.
Yeah, and I feel like the review of the thing that ties into curling
could
also tie into the pun that we will review.
The pun, yeah. So that's
I think it fits pretty well.
It's a double review.
Really.
And, of course, there's lots of other things
that
we'll get to. No one listening needs to know what those things are right now.
Exactly.
We just want everyone listening to know right now that we have a plan.
And we're going to stick to it.
We're going to stick to that plan. It's a very
precise,
strategic plan.
Do you think it is?
No, I'm just saying that to them.
Oh, okay.
You are listening to What About the Podcast?
Obviously we spent lots of time preparing for this show because it's all we do anymore.
Yeah.
I
dropped out.
He dropped out of school. He's full on podcast. If this doesn't go well, if we don't start getting the plays here soon, it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
For you.
It is.
I'm pretty much set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
you
podcast
have your whole
is every,
future ahead of
this
you.
This is everything.
I'm.
We're really riding on this.
You are.
Not me. It's
okay,
all.
Fine.
It's you.
I'm riding on this.
I could care less.
But I'm bringing you down with me.
Oh, a threat. A threat. Okay.
Yeah, a friendly threat. We're teammates.
Yeah. Well, okay. Kudos on the extended intro theme song.
Thank you.
Well, that extra 7 seconds is really good.
Yeah. I feel like it'll pull the listener in
even more. Like if they could go deeper into their headphones or their earbuds than they already are.
Right. Exactly.
We just pulled them that much further with that.
That much closer.
Yeah.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. And I must say, after hearing the full production of episode 2 today, good work on that background music as
well. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what do you want to say about Clinton Street Social Club?
Well, I feel like if we're going to start, we should start pretty general.
Yeah.
Maybe with keywords.
Okay.
I think some of those keywords would be fancy.
Fancy.
I think that's
kind of a
given.
Yeah, well,
pretty
fancy's relative, but okay.
dark.
Dark. It's dark.
Now, I'm trying to be...
Fancy and dark.
I'm trying to be transparent and not let any opinions soak through, even though that's kind of what this podcast is about.
Yeah, okay.
But in the right now, I'm just going to say expensive.
Expensive.
Which is also relative.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily trying to say that as a bad thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get sued, but...
I don't think so. I think we're immune to lawsuits.
Then expanding. Yeah. Or expensive is...
It's expensive.
It is.
Yeah. Too expensive for me, normally.
Yeah, me too.
I've gone there and had to pay only once, because I usually don't go there unless someone else, I know someone else will pay.
That's the strategy, I think.
Yeah, that's the only way I can eat
there. At least for first-timers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can barely afford a beer when I go there.
Yeah, some of the prices are insane.
Luckily, you had a lot of water.
I did. And I think I drank a week's worth of water.
Yeah, yeah, and that's free.
Right, yeah.
So even if it's expensive, at least the water's free.
It is. And I think that's a good segue. Liquids. That's another thing that maybe I didn't like so much about it is...
Liquids.
Half of the menu, the back half, was all alcoholic drinks.
Yeah. And well, that just... they lost half their... I mean, that's half their menu that just is not available to you because you're not 21.
Exactly. And the half that was not alcohol, the drinks section of that.
Yeah.
The only thing besides water that could catch someone like me, their eye, would be the soda.
Yeah.
And that was a little frustrating.
What was the soda situation?
The only real soda they had was on tap. Mm. Or like craft soda.
Yeah, you didn't like that?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it was good soda.
Maybe it was, but
do you know what brand of soda it was? Did it say?
I didn't recall, because as soon as I saw that there was not even an option for Pepsi or Coke products.
Yeah.
I kind of just lost it because I feel like that's what you want. If I go into a restaurant, regardless of fancy,
I don't want that.
I want the option to get a Sprite or a
Sprite
or an
A&W. You want a Sprite full of high fructose corn syrup?
Fine, a Sierra Mist then, which doesn't have high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, Sierra Mist. Okay, what could I say about Clinton Street Social Club? It's dark, you know. It's dark. I talked to someone today about going to Clinton Street and we talked about how dark it was, and this person I talked to said she often goes there by herself, and because she's by herself, she wants to either read or draw or something while she eats, and it's too dark to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I think that's another...
They got a lot... I mean, I know they've got a certain atmosphere they're trying to...
Some feng shui going on.
Yeah, but it's dark.
It is dark.
It's pretty far on the dark side.
To say the least.
Yep.
It is dark.
All right, so official review, Clinton Street Social Club is dark. Fair enough.
Leave it at that.
Enough. All right. Move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right. I don't even know where to start, because I feel like we set this up and here is the phrase right in front of me. I'm circling it on my... Can you hear that? I'm circling it.
They can hear it, definitely.
Yeah.
Should we...
The curling pun.
Do we have a lead up to it?
I don't know.
Put it out there?
It's a hard thing to just put out there, but I think we have to do it. Do you want to do the honors? Do you want to say what the pun? I feel like if we're going to review the pun, well, let's just review the pun. Let's not say it quite yet.
Not say it? Okay.
Yeah. Is it funny? Did you laugh? You laughed.
Okay.
You pointed at it and you laughed when you read it.
This brings us to a different point, in that is something funny when you laugh at how bad it is?
Oh.
That, like...
Yeah. Bad is still funny sometimes.
But is it... I don't think they made it bad on purpose.
You think they were You don't think so?
I think whoever
they had to know it was out, cheesy.
Whoever did that headline was really proud of it.
Yeah, yeah. And they, but they probably they might have been proud of the cheese that they were spinning out into the world.
Yeah, but I feel like in modern news and stuff, there's such a pressure to be a certain way,
yeah,
and like conform and say things that you know are like there's no real reward for going outside of the box.
Yeah.
So that leads me to believe that when he saw this phrase came into his head, he thought
it was a guy. Are you sure?
When they, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Whoever it was,
yes.
When they thought of the phrase, they thought people will like this.
People will like it.
My manager or whatever, he'll like this.
Yeah, probably the editor in this case.
The editor, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the editor came up with it. Maybe one of the editor's jobs is just to come up with puns like
puns.
This. Yeah, pun editor.
Pun editor.
Pun editor. You want to talk about the hat?
Yeah, we should talk.
No,
about
we shouldn't. We should. We should. We should talk about the pun.
Okay.
You want to say it?
Should we say it?
Yeah. Do you have a drum roll? Do you have a little drum roll? Can you do a drum roll on that thing or not? That's not, no, that's...
1 second.
1 second. We're waiting. Is how about a good 808 bass? All right.
Miracurl on ice.
Miracurl on ice.
For those that don't know,
what
it was about curling, and in curling, the rock that you slide curls. So what they were saying is the U.S.'s victory over Sweden in the gold medal match of the Olympics was a miracle, but
also
because the nature of the sport they were playing is it curls. It's in the name.
Yeah.
It's a pretty important factor.
Yeah.
They added it together, so it said Miracurl.
On ice.
On ice. Of
on
course.
Ice. I think you over-explained it.
Should we take two?
No, let's not take two.
I could edit it out. Should we
just
leave it?
No, don't edit it out.
We don't turn back, do we?
We don't turn back.
But should I do a take two so the audience...
No, we can leave it.
Okay.
Miracurl on ice. We got it. And I think you reviewed it. I think you said...
I reviewed the pun.
The pun. And
I reviewed...
It was a negative review.
Well... It's a good
for
pun.
As much joy as this pun has brought us in the last 12 hours, you gave it a negative review. Or has it been that much fun?
I don't think I gave it a negative review.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a bad pun, but I think that bad could also be good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad
podcasts. Not ours.
Not ours.
Don't look at me like that.
What I was going to say.
Yeah.
Before you cut me off.
Yeah.
Is there's a lot of bad entertainment that people really love, whether it's bad on purpose or just bad.
Yeah.
Nobody will really ever know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. So bad isn't necessarily bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Even if it's by accident.
You need like an explosion sound here because my mind was just blown. We got to get better on our sound effect board. That's
it was
for sure.
A little bit of a...
It was kind of like a anticlimactic.
Like the big... The big drum roll.
The big drum roll, please. That's like...
And then just the... Not really much of a...
Not much of anything.
Not much of anything right there. We'll get better at that.
Yeah, we will. So stick with us, listeners out there. Stick with us. All right, so I think we have a little bit more to discuss. You know, I don't want to talk too much about curling because some people find sports boring and people talking about sports even more boring. But I do want you to be able to say what you want to say on that tangent related to curling.
I don't want to get the name wrong.
You don't want to get the name, so you're afraid to say it.
Well,
yes.
Is it? I think it's.
Have the courage.
One of the people on the curling team is Schuster.
Yeah, but that's not the one you're talking about.
That's not the one you're talking about?
No. He wears a hat, but Schuster's the.
Schuster's a different one.
Yeah, you're talking about the guy with the real flat brim.
The really flat brim.
Yeah, and you want to talk about his hat or him.
Both, because I think
I thought you said his name was Hamilton.
Hamilton, that's what it was.
Yeah, okay.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
He has this aura.
Yeah.
This swagger.
Yeah.
About him that is really, it's almost inspiring, I think.
An inspiring
the way,
swagger.
The way he moves about the ice.
Yeah.
With his one foot.
That slips.
His one slippy foot on the curling ice and his one non-slippy foot. And he's sliding across it.
Yeah.
With his flat brim hat.
Yeah.
You can tell that he has not a care in the world.
Yeah.
Other than what he's going to throw next to that curl.
Yeah. Wow,
it's
poetic.
It's really admirable.
Yeah.
And he has cool facial hair too, which adds to it.
Yeah.
He's, in a word,
boss.
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 Okay.
Boss.
All right. I don't have anything to add to that.
Okay.
I really don't. I said earlier I have something to say about the hat, but I like what you said, so I think we should just leave it at that.
That's great.
All right. Oh, man. Hamilton is boss. So, moving on.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah, try it again. Ooh, that's a little echoey, or that's like we're in a weird room.
Yeah. One more. Last one. All right.
What I forgot what we're even trying to simulate.
Simulation.
Here.
Liquids.
A drum roll leading
a simulation.
To
yeah.
Sort of crash.
Yeah.
I don't know
if there's a programmed drum roll that would really, really work. Maybe, I mean, probably. There's got to be.
But we'll find it.
We'll find it. Drum roll, please. Let us find you.
No, it's
not with the tom. I think it's got to be with the snare.
That's kind of too punchy, I think.
Yeah.
It's got to be more of a... Well, we'll find it. We'll find it whenever.
Well, speaking of finding it, maybe now is a time that we can try a little something new on the old podcast. The old 3-week-old podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm talking about, that segment that we're going to call...
Freestyle.
So,
that was good. That was a good freestyle.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So,
are you pulling your timer up right now?
No, I don't need no timer. I'm just gonna play some stuff.
Well, freestyle. I'm getting my timer out because
freestyle.
Because this is a time thing. All
this
right.
is a time thing.
All right.
I'm gonna turn my sounds up.
Turn your sounds up. Let's hear it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are you going to go and do your thing too?
Yeah. It's freestyle. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We all just do it, right?
Okay. Well.
So when does the timer start?
We
have a timer right here. This thing is recording. So let's go in 8 seconds.
All right.
We'll
that sounds good.
Start at the 19-minute mark. That's how long we've been listening to this already.
All right.
Go.
Let's go.
Let me go. Let me ride. Let me go.
Simulation.
I'm gonna flow. I'm gonna be here. Let you be here. Let you get here. Let you get there. Let you get about where they're going anywhere.
Simulation.
I'm gonna flip your mind. I'm gonna flip your mind. Flip your sweat right outside of time. I'm gonna flip your mind. I
ended it early on you.
That's fine.
No. It's still freestyle.
Are we going?
Yeah, we're going.
All right,
we got 18 seconds left.
Well, whatever, okay. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. Are we going to pay off of this? Should we do some improvisation?
No, I our first up time's over. It's over.
It's over?
Yeah.
But we were just getting started.
It's only a minute long.
Man. We got to be more prepared next time, I think.
Yeah.
We had such a grand opening.
Yeah.
We had a good little
20 seconds recording. Yeah.
I don't think either of us were on top of our game.
So is it time to review our first freestyle? Is that what segment we're in now?
I think if we're gonna section off our freestyle into part A and part B.
Yeah.
Part A was good. We started off strong, I think.
Yeah.
But when your segment ended,
yeah,
I think we got some nonverbal cues a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
Weren't prepared enough, didn't have our things pulled up on time, and I think
not having our things pulled up on time.
I think we struggled in the second part. I think overall, maybe in the future, if we can get really good, we can scale it differently. But I would give this one 6 out of 10.
Really? That's pretty high for what you just said.
Well, what I'm saying is that
we'll probably get like 6 out of 10 every time.
Maybe if we give it a 4.
Yeah.
Because I think it was decent, but I think if we give it a 4 this time, it'll allow us to.
Maybe we should give it like a 1 this time.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
And then we can, there's nowhere to go but up.
Maybe we should give it a 0 then.
0?
Yeah. Could we go negative? Or what's the scale?
Well, we don't want to be too negative. I mean.
Okay, 0.
Well, we got to have something. We try it.
Okay, 1.
Let's give it a 1.
1.
We got 1. All right. Nothing but improvement from here on out, though.
Nothing but improvement.
Yeah. What else? We're getting to that point in the podcast where I'm like, when is this ever going to be over?
Is that in a good way or a bad way? That are you dreading the podcast
ending?
Going on? Or are you...
You couldn't tell from my tone.
You
couldn't tell from my tone.
I'm going to try and guess. Okay.
Do I look comfortable? Do I look comfortable to you?
Did you mean it like, when is this going to get over? Or like, when is this going to get over? I'm having such a good time. When is this ever going to end?
When has anyone ever said the latter when they're having a good
time?
When
is this ever going to end?
When is this ever going to end? It's so fun. Oh, okay, that sounds negative. I'm having fun.
Okay.
But we should just stop talking about this right now, probably.
Okay.
Let's just stop.
Do we have any final things to say?
Yeah. Final words. You know, I've been thinking about what you brought up last time around. Do you remember the
It depends what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm getting there, okay?
Okay, well, you said, do you remember?
Yeah, do you remember last time in episode 2, 1 week ago today, when you said, I think we're living in a simulation?
I do remember that.
Do you remember that? Do you remember what our conversation was then about
that?
We're living in a simulation.
It started off with cereal or breakfast, right?
Yeah, breakfast was an important part of it.
What are you getting into here?
What am I getting into?
What are you getting into?
I'm not getting. I'm just wondering about.
Do you want me to take back a statement or something? I don't know what you want from me.
You know, I don't want anything. I've gotten everything I need from you. In fact, I've had quite enough from you in a simulation
already.
In this podcast, in this episode. No, I don't want anything. I just wanted to bring that little tidbit up, that little idea from last time that you were talking about living in a simulation.
In a simulation.
In a simulation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in a simulation. That's what you said.
Now, I don't know if you want me to respond to this, but I'm going to because you brought it up.
Okay.
So if you can bring it up, I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, that's what, you know. What about the podcast is all about? It's about talking to each other.
Is that what about the podcast?
Yeah.
Talking to each other?
Me and you, Ad and Dad. What about the podcast? What about it?
When you said, what about the podcast, when you uttered those words.
Yes.
Is it a rhetorical question?
Is it a rhetorical question?
Is the podcast about what to different people? And what is that what? What about the podcast is to other people, to us.
What you're saying right now is not what about the podcast.
But we are what about the podcast.
Okay.
So anything I say.
Yes.
Is about the podcast.
I think we've just given everyone a headache. I think we've given everyone a headache, and they stuck with us, and then we end by giving them a headache. Is that what about the podcast is all about?
I can't give you a yes or no.
You can't.
But I would give you a hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Maybe, is there anything we could do? This would be a good time to poll our audience if we were doing this live, but we're not. Is there something we could do to make
you guys feel better,
audience?
Yeah. That reminds me.
Okay.
We could have people call in.
Right. You mentioned this last week.
Yeah. We'll just have to text everyone that we would want to call in.
And
be like, hey, we're about to record this week's episode. If you want to be on it, call us like now because we're on.
We're on.
Yeah. And we could just text it to like, that way we don't have weirdos calling us and talking about stuff.
That's a really good way to look at
just,
it.
Most of our friends are probably weirdos, but what I'm saying is random weirdos.
Right.
We don't want that.
We don't want the really weird weirdos.
No. We want weirdos we can count on to be civilized in discourse so we can effectively have a good conversation.
I agree.
Yeah, because
this isn't no weirdo show.
This isn't no bathroom stall conversation. You know what
I'm
saying?
We are in a small bedroom right now.
Well, it's my studio. It's no longer a bedroom.
Well, then we're in the studio.
Okay, we're in the studio.
This ain't no bathroom production.
It's full on audio studio. But I think that we've come to the end.
I agree.
So,
is there anything we would like to add?
No, I think if there's anything we want to add, we'll just talk about it next week. We'll make better lists. We'll make a better podcast because we just keep going straight on up.
All right.
You want to play us out with the theme song?
Yeah, I'll play us out.
Play us out then.
All right. What about the podcast? What about the podcast?